Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continues Sas Tom from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Dalad, Shin number 37, where the Chavetz Chaim says over Maisa. Maisa of an Ani, very poor person, doesn't even have any money to make an investment, so he borrows money, borrows a few $100, goes on his way, and as he's traveling to make an investment, somebody mugs him, he robs him, he beats him up. The Ani is begging for mercy. Don't beat him up. Don't steal my money, he says. But this Ganif has no mercy, no Rachmanus, and he beats him up, steals his money, and leaves him on the side of the road. The Ani is so distressed, so beaten up, emotionally, physically, he faints, he passes out. People walking by, they see this poor soul on the side of the road, they pick him up, they try to revive him, give him some water, wash him up. Eventually, they're finally able to get him back on his feet. When he wakes up, he relates the tragic story, how he left his family, his children, his wife and children. He borrowed some money just to make a few dollars, an investment, and that money was stolen. And he has nothing to support his family with. And the people listening, they don't understand. Why would Hashem do this? What did this poor man do that Hashem gives him such a difficult situation that at that moment, a ganav, a thief, starts up with him and beats him up and steals his money? Explains the Chavetz Chaim. Such a question comes from people who have human eyes. A question like that comes from people who don't understand the big picture. And explains the Chavetz Chaim as follows. Everything Hashem does is 100% exact midah keneged midah. And this person, who was unfortunately beaten up and stolen from, either this person himself did the same type of act here in this world, in this lifetime, or in the previous Gilgal, in the previous lifetime. He treated other people in the same way, and he stole from them. And therefore, the person has to come back now and get a kapara, get an atonement for what he did in the previous life. This is the very powerful way the Chavetz Chaim is explained to us. We have to realize our actions in every single thing we do, especially here he's focusing on theft, is very, very serious to make sure we stay away from this avera as much as possible.